The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Ryanair are ditching the paper boarding pass. You can't print out your boarding pass and present it to somebody anymore. You've got to have the Ryanair app. Now, from Ryanair's point of view, they say that this is going to help them to reduce costs because they're going to get rid of people checking boarding passes and what have you. The whole thing will be seamless. But what about people, and I'm not talking about teenagers here, let's be honest, we're never going to put that genie back in the bottle. People at the other end of the age spectrum who maybe don't have a mobile phone, or they do, but they're not necessarily as tech literate as some of those teenagers. Alan Grogan is with me from Friends of the Elderly. Alan, have you concerns about this move?
I think so, and I think it's showing a broader increase in the digital divide. You know, we're seeing that older people are getting more isolated, not only in a social sense, but we're seeing it in a digital sense. And, you know, confidence is the main thing, not only in a digital sense, but in a social. And we want older people in Ireland to travel. We want them to experience the world. And unfortunately, this has potential to be a major stumbling block for a lot of them.
So do we have statistics on how many people, say, of the age 65 plus don't have a mobile phone at all, for example?
We don't have any statistics on that, but we would see ourselves, we would have a lot of members. So we have over around about 1,100 members in Ireland, and we would see with a lot of them that they don't have iPhones, they don't have smartphones, so they wouldn't have the ability to have the Ryanair app and to be able to access that. So from November, they're going to kind of have a major stumbling block. And, you know, we as a charity ourselves run a technology club every week, and that is going to be the main thing that we're going to have to try and look at, is how can we help older people in Ireland face that challenge and be able to become more confident when it comes to digital literacy in general.
Can you understand Ryanair's point of view in all of this? I guess they see where we're heading in terms of a society, and as they've often done in the past, they want to kind of rush to get there ahead of everybody else.
I think so. You know, they're about profit.
Yeah.
You know, but on our end, we have to look out for older people and for their mental health. You know, and we want them to be able to live their lives as best they can. And we think that there is certainly a balance to be struck. And we think that that is the most important thing, because quality of life is really what matters.
So how often, say up at Friends of the Elderly there in Bolton Street, and I've been up there a few times, not for a few years, but how often then in digital workshops or technology workshops that you guys run, would you be helping people to navigate the everyday things that they used to do, but now they have to do on online banking, maybe, is an example. You know what I mean? The stuff that they used to do in person and now they're expected to do via an app.
So last year we founded the Technology Club, which was in association with Vodafone, with the High Digital, with the Vodafone Foundation. And that was also in collaboration with Belvedere College, which really brings in the intergenerational piece, which I think is really important. But we would deal with that every week. But every day you would have someone that would come up to us saying that they're having an issue with their phone, whether it be a scam text, which are becoming more and more prevalent. And they're really being fine-tuned by those that are doing it. And again, it's something that kind of strikes fear into them. And, you know, banking is moving in the same direction as it is with Ryanair, unfortunately, and that is getting more and more difficult. And, you know, post offices are reducing in locations, and, you know, the option for face-to-face interaction, unfortunately, is going away year on year.
And, you know, I said you can't put the genie back in the bottle with regards to kids and access to phones. With regard to all of this and the degree to which we have to navigate all of those things online, if we accept, and maybe you don't accept, but if we accept that's where we're going, how then do we accommodate people for whom this is still all kind of, I don't want to say confusing, that sounds a bit patronising, but, you know, they didn't grow up as digital natives, and all of this is maybe slightly more challenging than it is for those teenagers.
I think it would be a case of, you know, the companies that are involved working with community groups and with charities. We've often worked with companies in the retail sector where they've come in, they've sat down, they've spoken with our members, and they've, you know, picked their brain as to how they work. And, you know, with the self-checkouts being on the rise, we've had, you know, retailers that have come in and spoken to us about the option of a slow lane. Where you can.
If I went up to Friends of the Elderly now, and is it the Tuesday Club or what? The Tuesday Club, that's right. And I asked people up there, what do you make of the self-checkouts, the self-service checkouts? What's the overwhelming response I get? Generally, fans are lament not dealing with a real person.
I think an awful lot of them enjoy conversation.
Yeah.
And that's why they come to Friends of the Elderly. They want to speak to people and they want to talk about what's on the news, what's going on about, you know, their life. And I think, you know, in years past, that would have been a great location to speak to people, would have been at the shops. And I think that would be the case, that they miss that. They miss the community. I think the sense of community is not as prevalent as it was. And it's something that we need to work hard at to get back, and that's the sense of community amongst everyone is really important.
Yeah, I think you're possibly right, Alan. Listen, thanks so much for coming in to us. Alan Grogan from Friends of the Elderly.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.